Beginning of the End, Chapter 36, 40 Years of Wandering in the Wilderness. For nearly 40 years, the people of Israel were lost to view in the vast out-of-the-way desert. In the rebellion at Kadesh, they had rejected God, and for the time, God had rejected them. Since they had been unfaithful to His covenant, they were not to receive the sign of the covenant, the rite of circumcision. Their desire to return to the land of slavery had proved they were unworthy of freedom, and the Passover, instituted to remember and celebrate their deliverance from slavery, was not to be observed. But the tabernacle service continued, showing that God had not completely left His people, and His divine care still supplied their wants. The Lord your God knows your trudging through this great wilderness. These 40 years the Lord your God has been with you. You have lacked nothing. Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 7. God cared for Israel even during these years of banishment. You also gave your good spirit to instruct them in the wilderness. Their clothes did not wear out, and their feet did not swell. Nehemiah chapter 9, verses 20 and 21. The wilderness was to provide discipline for the rising generation as they prepared to enter the promised land. Moses declared, "As a man chastens his son, so the Lord your God chastens you, to humble you and test you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep His commandments or not. So He allowed you to hunger, and fed you with manna which you did not know nor did your fathers know, that He might make you know that man shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord." Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 5, 2, and 3. In all their affliction He was afflicted, and the angel of His presence saved them. In His love and in His pity He redeemed them, and He bore them and carried them all the days of old. Isaiah chapter 63, verse 9. The rebellion of Korah had resulted in the death of 14,000 Israelites, and certain cases of rebellion showed the same spirit of disrespect for God's authority. In one case, one of the mixed multitude that had come up with Israel from Egypt left his own part of the camp and entered that of the Israelites, claiming the right to pitch his tent there. A quarrel developed between him and an Israelite, and the matter was referred to the judges. They decided against the offender. Very angry at this decision, he cursed the judge and blasphemed the name of God. He was immediately brought before Moses. The man was placed under guard until the will of God could be known. God Himself pronounced sentence. By divine direction, the blasphemer was conducted outside the camp and stoned to death. Those who had been witnesses to the sin placed their hands upon his head, thus solemnly testifying to the truth of the charge against him. Then they threw the first stones, and the people who stood by then joined in executing the sentence. See Leviticus chapter 24, verse 14, Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 7. Should Sabbath breakers be stoned? If this man's sin had been allowed to go unpunished, others would have been encouraged to do evil, and as a result, many people would eventually have died. The mixed multitude that came up with the Israelites from Egypt claimed to worship the true God and to have given up idolatry, but they were more or less corrupted with idolatry and irreverence. They seeded the camp with idolatrous practices and grumblings against God. Soon, someone violated the Sabbath. The Lord's announcement that He would disinherit Israel had awakened a spirit of rebellion. One of the people, angry at being excluded from Canaan and determined to show his defiance of God's law, dared to transgress the fourth commandment openly by going out to gather sticks on the Sabbath. During the stay in the wilderness, building fires on the seventh day had not been allowed. This rule was not to continue in the land of Canaan, but in the wilderness, fire was not needed for warmth. This was a willful and deliberate decision of breaking the fourth commandment, a sin of presumption. Moses brought the case before the Lord, and the direction was given. The man must surely be put to death. All the congregation shall stone him with stones outside the camp. Numbers chapter 15, verse 35. The sins of blasphemy and willful Sabbath breaking received the same punishment, since they were equally an expression of contempt for God's authority. Many who reject the Sabbath as Jewish urge that if it is to be kept, the penalty of death must be inflicted for its violation. But blasphemy received the same punishment as Sabbath breaking. Though God may not now punish the transgression of his law with earthly penalties, yet in the final judgment, death is the fate of those who violate his sacred laws. During the entire 40 years in the wilderness, the people were reminded of the Sabbath every week by the miracle of the manna. Yet God declares through his prophet, "They greatly defiled my Sabbaths." Ezekiel chapter 20, verses 13 to 24. And this is listed among the reasons for keeping the first generation out of the promised land. When their period of time in the desert ended, the people stayed in Kadesh, Numbers chapter 20, verse 1. Miriam died and was buried there. From that scene of rejoicing on the shores of the Red Sea to the wilderness grave that ended a lifelong wandering, such had been the fate of millions who had come out of Egypt with high hopes. Sin had dashed the cup of blessing from their lips. Would the next generation learn the lesson?